Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here at 97 on the Ticket. I'm talking about the new Superman movie that's come out, and in a very short amount of time, it has already grossed $220 million worldwide in the opening weekend. In U.S. and Canada, it earned $122 million. Apparently, the budget was an estimated $225 million that does not include marketing costs. So they've almost made up all of that already in just the opening weekend. This movie is a blockbuster, an absolute blockbuster. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not against watching it. I'm just getting tired of the constant changes of the actors who play the lead roles of these superhero movies. And if it's a reboot, do we need to keep rebooting this thing all the time? Like, we just did Man of Steel. It wasn't that long ago. Which is really well done, by the way. I thought it was great. Henry Cavill and Russell Crowe was in it. Amy Adams. I thought it was really well done. Michael Shannon.
So your issue maybe is just the quick change?
Yeah.
Don't stick with it long enough?
Okay. I guess, you know, if you're going to redo the movie, that maybe give it some more space.
Because, like, people have texted in this, like, what about all the James Bonds?
That's totally, each story is different.
Okay.
You know, but if someone's going to redo, like, Casino Royale they remade it. That's the first Daniel Craig movie that he did as James Bond. That was a remake of a movie from the 60s, one of the first James Bond movies they did, Casino Royale. But the movies that came after that, Spectre and whatever the other ones were, those are totally different. Those were separate from, they weren't remakes of other Bond movies. So it's the remake part that bothers me, when they don't have enough space between the remake efforts, if you will. But it's the constant changing of the actors that they'll do in these iconic roles. I mean, if a guy fails miserably, then I get it. You're going to want to cast somebody else in that role. But Henry Cavill as Superman was pretty great. And, you know, he didn't play it for all that long. It was like three or four movies, and now we're moving on to another one. And maybe this guy's going to be great. I'm not going to kill him for it. You know, dude, you do you, right? And, you know, everybody has their shelf life as the actor in that role. I don't think that Christian Bale wanted to be typecast as just being, you know, Bruce Wayne Batman. Sorry, spoiler alert, Bruce Wayne is Batman. So he can move on. He had done the role for long enough, I guess. Turn it over to somebody else, but then you turn it over and it's Ben Affleck in a couple movies, and then now it's Robert Pattinson, and that could be somebody else new again here. The Spider-Man stuff is unbelievable, but then again, if you're trying to keep the guys that Spider-Man is his high school kid, I get it, but he's got to grow up at some point. I don't know. I'm interested. I'm interested. Mike is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Gator. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just saw it Tuesday. Thank goodness it was a $5 movie. Anything more, and I think I would have demanded a refund. I thought the movie was terrible.
Well, no spoilers, but you didn't like the movie. We don't do spoilers, but you didn't like it.
I did not like it. This one is really geared toward a younger audience, in my opinion. I do like the darker superhero movies that are more geared toward adults, and this one is not. This is definitely kid-friendly for sure. So very disappointed. I think, you know, the changes that they made, which were subtle, like even just like the Superman outfit, yeah. It didn't seem to fit him properly. I did not like the change at all. And again, thank God it was only $5.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. That is not a ringing endorsement. Not at all. Tom is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
All right,
Thanks
Tom.
Thanks for letting me on here.
Sure.
I kind of agree with Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Mike. It wasn't a very good movie. And honestly, I'm a DC snob, and I like the more serious stuff, too. But it's kind of a reboot, and I would say I expected to hate it a lot more, judging from what I'd read about it, but it's definitely worth a watch. If you're just an average moviegoer, if you're not a nerd like me, you'll probably end up enjoying it.
All right, but you still enjoyed it. You thought it was better than what you thought it was going to be, but I mean, if they come out with another one, you're going to see the next one. Okay, yeah, but you're also you're a slave to the superhero movies.
Totally.
Yeah, and so am I to an extent. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. I mean, I've seen most of the Marvel movies. I've seen most of these DC movies. I love the superhero movies. I just get tired of the constant switching of who this actor is and who this actor is. And you know, I get you're going to have to do that from time to time. And maybe it's just because there are so many of these movies. We are absolutely inundated and flooded with the superhero movies. Because of the success, I think it's Iron Man was probably the first one when they came out with Iron Man, how successful it was. And it was really a great movie to watch. And then it just took off like crazy because they follow that up with the Captain America movie, which was awesome. And then the sequel to that was incredible. And then they did the Iron Man sequels. Let's do the Avengers and bring everything in. And then just everything opens up and now they have a million movies. And it's hard to keep up with them, and I haven't been able to keep up with them. As much as I thought I was going to be able to, I have not been able to keep up with them. I still haven't seen, I think, one of the Doctor Strange movies. I missed out on at least one Spider-Man movie that I've fallen behind, and I've kind of given up trying to track that down and watch that because the other movies I may have only seen one time, so I feel like I'm missing a lot, and I don't want to miss a lot. But the new Superman movie's out. It's killing it at the box office. People seem to like it quite a bit. And I guess people don't have the same problem that I do with the constant switching of the actors and who's playing the title role. Or people don't have the problem with the constant reboot and retelling of the same story, which apparently this is another telling of the same Superman story. Anyway, we'll see. I'll probably see it. I don't know if I'll see it in a theater. And yet this kind of sounds like a movie I should see in a theater.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we'll see. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. A lot of talk today about the Tigers. We did that, a lot of that in the first part of the show, and then we kind of shifted gears over to the Detroit Lions as the Lions are getting ready for training camp this year. Rookies reported yesterday. I think they just kind of got their physicals and all that stuff, and today they're going to maybe hit the field. We're going to see the veterans come in this weekend, and by next week, we're going to have full-on training camp to get excited about. Lots of questions about the Lions going to training camp. Lots of questions about the Tigers going into the post-All-Star game part of the season. Only 64 games left for the Detroit Tigers in a regular season. They have a very healthy lead in the division. They are still the best team in all of baseball by record. And we got the trade deadline coming up in 2 weeks. We could see a lot of changes with the Tigers. Hopefully it makes this team that much better and ready to compete to get to a World Series. That would be amazing. This team obviously did great things last year at the end of the season to get into the playoffs, knocking off the Houston Astros. Nobody thought that was going to happen. And then came within a game of getting to the ALCS. Unfortunately, it fell short against the Cleveland Guardians. But that hasn't stopped the way that this team has played. This team has consistently been the best team in baseball over the last 150 games. They've been great. They really have been. And yet we still nitpick the Tigers, and it's more pronounced when they have a four-game losing streak going in to the All-Star break. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Make Builders FirstSource your destination for professional window and exterior door installation services. You can add value and beauty to your home with trusted brands like Anderson, Pella, Therma-Tru, and more. And then you can have your new windows and doors installed properly the first time with their expert Builders FirstSource installation team. Done right with quality products and services. Visit one of their locations in Clinton Township or Shelby Township or online at BuildersFirstSource.com. That's BuildersFirstSource.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.